Doctor, I saw one news account which described this bird as a 24-foot monster seagull. Is that an accurate description of what we're dealing with?
Well, it was certainly a monstrous bird. The wingspan was somewhere between 20 and 24 feet. As for the seagull part, one of the really interesting things about this type of bird is their closest living relatives are actually believed to be things like ducks and chickens, so fowl, what we'd call waterfowl and landfowl. And so although it was a marine bird, it had no close evolutionary relationships to things like albatrosses or seagulls.
The fossilized remains of this bird were discovered by accident. Could you tell us that story?
Sure. So in 1983, Charleston Airport was undergoing expansion, and during construction work, kind of ironically, they found this very large bird at an airport. And the fossil was found in rocks that are approximately 25 million years in age. Luckily for us, it was preserved in very good condition so that we can study it today.
How long have you been involved in researching this creature?
So I first laid eyes on this particular specimen in 2010, and the process takes quite a long period to, you know, go from initially measuring the bird and collecting data to the actual publication. And start to finish, the project was roughly 4 years.
What's the significance of a finding like this?
Based on birds that are alive today, we probably would never suppose an animal of this size, and the fossil record proves that they did exist. And you know, this raises questions about what are the upper limits for flight in groups like birds, and also, you know, why don't we have anything this large today?
We all know the early bird catches the worm. What did this bird feast on?
No worms for Pelagornis. These were marine birds, and their most likely diet items were things like fish and squid, and they were probably catching these near the surface of the water using these bony tooth-like projections.
Your job is like a detective, finding clues and forming a theory. So are you going to continue working on this case to find out what happened to these birds that they disappeared?
Well, I'm interested in kind of reconstructing the whole picture here. What was the aviofauna like? What was the ecosystem like when this animal was around? And I think that can help us learn a little bit about how we've arrived at, you know, the modern coastal bird diversity that we have today, and how that's changed over the last 50 million or more years.
How long do you think until Hollywood makes a movie out of this?
An artist named Liz Bradford did a beautiful reconstruction of what the animal might have looked like when it was alive flying over the Charleston embayment. And so I think that gives us a nice glimpse into the past. But if anyone wants to make a movie about a killer Pelagornis, I'd be happy to serve as a consultant.
This may be better than Sharknado.
Yeah, surely more accurate, right?